This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Douglas County Cancer Services with their 23rd annual Pink Premier Tea and Fashion Show coming up on October 8th. And talking about that this morning, Jackie Barnett, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
So 23 years this has been going on. Talk about what happens on October 8th.
We have a light lunch. We have entertainment. Most important, we have our breast cancer survivors who will model clothes from Maurice's. And while they are modeling their journey through breast cancer diagnosis and treatment, is talked about, narrated in their own voice. And so it's a very meaningful, hopeful, compassionate event. We have lots of laughs, we have lots of tears, and it's just a real labor of love for our organization.
So talk about the organization itself. How long have you been involved?
About 28 years, and we were founded in 1989. And through our current leadership, we have managed to grow our organization over the last 10 years. I can give you some information for our last fiscal year, ending in May. We provided rent and or mortgage to cancer patients going through treatment, $26,943. We paid $7,652 in utilities, $9,992 in gas to be able to get them back and forth to treatment. We provided $7,800 in food cards because a lot of them have special diets. We paid $6,879 in emergency funding, which would be in unordinary expenses above and beyond living, such as tires for their car, wood for so they could have heat in the wintertime, and those kinds of items. We gave out 77 wigs, 186 hats and scarves, 53 bras and prostheses. We had 890 visitors to our office and 611 phone calls. So we're a busy place.
Yeah, I guess. What caused you to get involved with the organization?
The tea and fashion show, actually. The first year we had that, I became board member for the organization, and then we provided funding through our event to that organization.
And I know that it's kind of one of those situations where it's very serious, and people have gone through some tough times, kind of an opportunity to show what it's like to make it through it.
Exactly. And when people come into our office, they have probably been newly diagnosed. They're overwhelmed. All they've heard is they have cancer. So they are just thinking about survival. So what we do is through our financial assistance, and we provide that to people going through treatment, is try to relieve that stress so they can focus on healing. And by the time they leave our office, they feel more hopeful and come in maybe with tears and leave with smiles.
I understand that for a lot of people, even with having decent insurance, there's still a lot of expenses that aren't covered going through this.
Exactly. A lot of medical expenses, which we don't cover because that can be big dollars. So we try to provide their basic living expenses, their roof over their head, food in their tummies, so that they can maybe relieve some funding for them to be able to cover their medical expenses.
And how many people are involved with Douglas County Cancer Services?
We have a volunteer board of 12 members, and we are a sole entity governed by only by our board of directors. We have about 12 volunteers who staff our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4.
Wow. So a lot going on with the organization. Tell us more about this event. I see some maybe fun things you could talk about.
We have the Roseburg Fire Department Local Number 110, who are our escorts for our models at the event, and they've done this for a number of years, a great group of guys. They make it very lighthearted, and of course, everybody has been touched by cancer, including our firefighters, either themselves or through family members, co-workers, so they can really relate to our event. They escort our attendees to their assigned tables. They're just a real fun group to have there. We have a quilt raffle. We have a silent auction. We have door prizes. And I mentioned we have a light lunch. We have about 400 attendees, and it's grown from the first year of 80.
Wow, that is a big thing. 400 people coming out for this, a good opportunity to raise some funds. What are other things people ought to know about the organization and some of the work you do?
We actually have another fundraiser in May. That's our Teed Off at Cancer Golf Tournament. And this will be our 11th year to do that. And we have those two fundraisers through the year. And then we are also funded with grants, with huge support from our community and our community businesses. We are housed at the Community Cancer Center, so we're easily accessible to those getting treatment at the center. But as I mentioned, we are a sole entity. We are a standalone organization, but the Community Cancer Center is very supportive of us and allowing us to have an office there.
So the event, again, Sunday, October 8th, doors open at 12:30 in the afternoon, $50 tickets. How do the folks get the tickets?
They can call our office to get more information at 541-440-9409. We have them online at dccancerservices.org, and it's advanced seating only.
All right, Jackie Barnett, Douglas County Cancer Services, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
8:38 at the morning report.